Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Bayyinah. Now, there are two narratives which are mentioned. One of them is mentioned in Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi, and the other one, the tafsir of Al-Salibi, which narrate these blessings. As far as the narrative in Al-Wasit is concerned, its text reads, and by the way, both of these narratives are narrated by Ubay ibn Ka'b radhiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a text of this narrative reads, من قرأ لم يكن كان يوم القيامة مع خير البرية مساء ومقبلة. So a person who reads Surah Lam Yakun or Surah Bayyinah, on the day of judgment, he'll be brought in the company of the best of people morning and evening. He'll remain in their company all the time. Now, as far as the chain of narration of this narrative is concerned, it contains two very, very weak personalities. One of them is Harun ibn Kathir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. So Harun ibn Kathir is regarded as majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, the comments about him are recorded in Hafiz Mizzi's Tahzib al-Kamal. And thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place says that he's laysa bishay. And at another place, his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says ghayru siqa. Abu Zura says Zarif, Abu Hatim also says Zarif, and Imam Bukhari says Tarakuhu, that people have abandoned him. Imam Nasai also regards him to be Matruk, which means he has been abandoned. And at another place, his words are Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, that he's not trustworthy and his narratives are not written. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says Zariful hadith jiddan, that he's extremely weak in hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's Matruk, and at another place, his words are Kazzab, that he's a liar. And on the basis of this very information, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted, it is fabricated, and therefore it's not even worthy of being looked upon or read or even paid attention to. Now, as far as the narrative in the Salibi's tafsir is concerned, it is also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or allegedly reported. And the words are, Man qara surah lam yakun kana yawm al-qiyamah ma khair al-bariya musafiran aw muqima. Which means that a person who reads Surah Lam Yakun or Surah Bayyinah, on the day of judgment, he will be in the company of the best of people, whether he is in the state of journey or he's stationed somewhere. So, of course, this narrative also contains two very, very weak personalities, and both of them, as a result of which, both of them, since they're present in this narrative also stands absolutely rejected. Now, as far as these personalities are concerned, one of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. About him, Abu Hatim says that he's Zaiful Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkarul Hadith Jiddan. Now, as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judaran is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jura on him, and Ibn Sa'd's view about him is Fihi Zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, his opinions have been variously recorded as Laysa biqawi, Laysa bi shay, and Zaiful Hadith. And similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in also, there are many opinions ascribed to him about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judaran, and they are Zaifun, Zaifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bi shay, and Laysa bi hujja. Al-Ijli says that he's Yuktabu hadithuhu wa Laysa bil qawi. And Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Vahil hadith, Zaif, and La yuhtajju bihi. And in the opinion of Abu Zur'ar al-Razi, he is Laysa bil qawi. So, in the presence of this data as well, this narrative also stands on very slippery grounds and cannot be accepted at all. So all in all, we can say that both these narratives are totally unacceptable because of the fact that they cannot be correctly traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best thing to do in order to reap the blessings of a surah in this regard is to read it with a good translation if one does not understand Arabic, and to, of course, act upon its message and to spread this message as far as one is able to. And this is the proper and the right way to reap the blessings of a surah. And as far as these narratives are concerned, they should be totally disregarded by the Muslim Ummah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.